We've, of course, been hearing about a ceasefire, a 12-hour ceasefire that has been put in place through the mediation of the United Nations between Hamas and Israel. At this time, that truce and that ceasefire has gone into effect. It began at 500 GMT, and again, as I said, will last for about 12 hours. The death toll number at this point stands at approximately 900, as well as the injured number at this point, approximately 5,700. We will, of course, keep you updated on those numbers if they do change at all throughout the day. We're not joined by our correspondent Hisham Mahanna, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Gaza itself. Hisham, what is the latest?
Bad news don't stop coming from everywhere in Gaza Strip. We just have been informed that in Beit Hanun they could evacuate more than 16 bodies. Most of them are women and children. The death toll has now exceeded 916 people killed since the beginning of this offensive Operation Protective Edge over the civilians in the Gaza Strip. Also, the medical emergency staff could evacuate more than five dead people in Shijaiya, four in Khuzaa and Khan Yunus, and also two bodies were found in the south of the Gaza Strip in Rafah. The situation is just getting worse and worse according to the death toll and the injury toll. On the contrary, the emergency staff are also working on developing and repairing the damage that happened to the power networks and the telecommunication networks and the sewage system. They are just using the time, utilizing the time every minute in order to make the situation a bit better for the people who are still captured, taken as prisoners in their homes, if we can say, due to the ongoing operation over the Gaza Strip.
And Hisham, tell us, obviously, you know, we knew about a shortage of medical supplies, a shortage of electricity, a shortage of clean water, etc. You mentioned some of those things that are that the Gazans are going to try to fix. But what about those supplies? Is Egypt going to allow any supplies in, especially during this humanitarian truce?
Until the moment, there has been no confirmation that the Rafah crossing border is going to be opened today. Everybody has been calling from Gaza Strip for opening of borders to let the humanitarian aid come into Gaza Strip, because the hospitals are suffering from severe shortage in these medical supplies. Many operations have not been conducted yet to the injured people lying in the beds in the hospitals because of the shortage of the medical supplies. They just can't stop receiving more and more casualties and dead people to the hospitals all over the Gaza Strip from the south to the north.
Okay, Hisham, thanks very much for that update. That was Hisham Mahanna, our CV's correspondent, speaking to us live from Gaza. Let's now bring in our guests for this half hour. We're joined by Mr. Hayyan Haider, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now from Beirut. And we're, of course, also joined by Mr. James Morris, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Los Angeles. Gentlemen, we appreciate both of you joining us here on Press TV. Mr. Haider, I wanted to start with you and ask you, how positive a development, if at all, is this 12-hour humanitarian ceasefire?
Yes, good morning, and unfortunately I have to express deepest sadness on the terrorist attacks in Palestine, on Gaza, and the increasing number of people getting killed and injured, and the damages going all the way down. To answer your question, how long do you think this truce or ceasefire will hold on? Well, I think there has been a very clear message going through the past 19 days over there. First of all, the Israelis have understood that this is not an easy war. Second, it's not allowed for them to do whatever they want, wherever they want, and the way they want it, so without punishment. So also, I'm sorry to repeat again that almost all the Arab, especially all the Arab regimes, you know, have been drawn away f- for one reason or another, this is not the place to discuss and analyze it. But they have been drawn away from the Palestinian cause and this war on Palestine in Gaza. This has had a beneficial effect, on the other hand. The Palestinians have understood that they are left alone and they should do their struggle alone. For over six decades now, they have relied on some kind of Arab uprising, backing of all kinds. And now they have very well understood that not only most of the Arabs are not with them, but many of them, and the influential ones, are against them. So this has really put the Palestinian people together, and we've seen this for the past week also in the other parts of Palestine, especially in the occupied West Bank, and even in areas and towns within what is normally called the 1948 Palestine.
Mr. Haider, so I just wanted to stop you there, and I want to bring in Mr. Morris here as well into the conversation. Mr. Morris, if I may ask you as well about your opinion about this 12-hour humanitarian ceasefire that has now been brought into effect, and it is still holding at this point, the last time we spoke to our correspondent. How significant a movement is it? Is it a sign of the beginning of the end of this specific Israeli aggression on Gaza?
Thank you for having me back on Press TV. And again, my sincerest condolences for what the Israeli regime is doing to slaughter the people of Gaza. It's just outrageous. There are Americans like myself and a good friend of mine, Tom Murphy, with his Representative Press YouTube channel, who have been trying our best to get the word out about it. And just to see over 900 Palestinians slaughtered like this, mostly women and children, it just breaks my heart. I'm very sad as I'm talking to you here that this is basically done on behalf of my country. The ordinance that's used on the Palestinians is American. Israel, thanks to the Israel lobby here, American Israel Public Affairs Committee and other entities associated with the Israel lobby, allow this to happen. And back to your question, I think 12 hours is just a reprieve. Israel's already threatening to basically continue the ground operation. I think we'll see many more Palestinians killed, innocent women and children, tragically. But what we have to really get at here is the grand plan. The plan here I've mentioned this before on Press TV, but it goes back to the Israeli Likudnik Odeyanon plan, which basically was to have Muslims fighting each other like we see in Iraq and Syria. But the main goal was to stop all support for the Palestinians. I think we just heard the guest is on the show with me mention that the Palestinians are basically on their own. And that was a Zionist plan. That's what the Iraq war was all about, to take out Saddam Hussein because he was supporting the Palestinians. It wasn't about oil, it was all about Israel. And that's why the Zionists are going after Iran as well, because Iran obviously supports Hamas and also Hezbollah in Lebanon, the resistance there. So I just see this 12-hour truce, if we call it that, like I said, a reprieve. I think there's going to be more slaughter. I mean, we saw what happened with John Kerry. He wasn't able to work out the siege. But of course, you know, we saw him on Fox News recently, and he talks about trying to stop the slaughter privately. But when he goes back on air live, he's pandering to AIPAC, just like most American politicians do. And again, I'm deeply sorry for on behalf of Americans who actually care for humanity like I do.